Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, family? We are back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Oh, Jeff, oh, boy, Regani, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, and we are back again. Collective Minds Radio, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. And, you know, hopefully we've got a constructive dialogue with the family. Hopefully we're making you ask critical questions, and hopefully we're making you think. But we here, family. Thanks for joining us. You know, we got another great show of interesting topics. Been a few things going on this week that we are going to build with. So, yeah, we appreciate you for joining us. But before we get started, like we always do, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And our brother Mufasa. My brother, how was your week, and do you got any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. I've had a good week, a good productive week, trying to stay out of, you know, coronavirus's way. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm doing good. No major announcements neither. I will say my FOI brother, my captain, he caught COVID and had to go to the ER last night, so... You know,
oh,
me
wow.
and the rest of the FOI, we are praying for him and keeping him, you know, uplifted as best we can. But he a soldier. You know, he's a soldier. I'm expecting him to deal with it, shake it off, and be right back on the battlefield.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, we going to send out our prayers and give vibrations to the brother. You know, hopefully make a speedy recovery. Come on through and beat this thing, you know what I'm saying? Because most of the people who get COVID do survive, so hopefully, you know, this brother pulls through. You feel me? So we'll keep him lifted up. But, yeah, we here. You know, it's been a lot going on this week. You know, I'm going to give y'all the opportunity to kind of, you know, steer the direction of the show, but we got... You know, Simon Biles, the Olympic gymnast, she pulled out of the Olympic trials. And, you know, from what I'm seeing, a lot of, you know, I would say suspected white supremacists are mad at her because this sister pulled out. So that's one thing on the lineup. Also, the LGBTQ-LMNOP community has been coming down on Rapper the Baby over some comments he made at Rolling Loud. Okay, so that's been, you know, going on this week. A lot of people, they talking about canceling the baby over what he said at the concert. They called his comments homophobic, which, in my opinion, they were not. You feel me? But we can get to that. We got these COVID cases ramping up. We got the vaccine they trying to push and put the squeeze on. So it's a lot going on. You know, hit us up, y'all. You know, Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. So Hit us up, family. You know, and we gonna get to it. So yeah, family, I'm gonna defer to y'all, Queen Raj and Brother Mufasa. If it's something, you know, that y'all want to dive into or discuss before we get to the call lines, let's get it.
All right. Nothing heavy on me, but I do. I guess I might as well get this out the way. I'm gonna play a clip. This is for the brothers. This is for all the brothers who don't feel like they get support out here. I'm always supporting the brothers. I always support you guys. I'm always the one to say we have good men that's still out here. So I just want to play this short clip for you guys.
We have not been under the control of the black man for over 500 years, so what do we have to get liberated from them from? They haven't been our boss. That's the white woman and her man. They're going through that, and that's their business. We don't have any business being in that. They only introduced it to break down the civil rights movement. Civil rights movement started with the black man, the black woman, and the black child standing together, trying to plead for freedom, justice, and equality, and more benefits in the country that they had built. They threw the white woman in there with the women's liberation movement and made it a woman against man thing. That created a big separation between black men and black women, because then everybody started going for self. Then they bring the welfare system in and tell us in order to feed and clothe and house our children, we have to give up our man. You have to put the man out of the house. When the white farm wife goes to the government for subsidy for the farm, they don't tell her to get rid of the farmer. They keep that family together. But in the black community, they make it a requirement because they want to keep endorsing into the black community that the black man is no good and that he is not deserving of respect. He is not deserving of us letting him give us any protection or instruction, and that we are better than them.
Oh, that was our sister, Shazara Hada. And I wanted to play that clip. I actually have another one I want to play, too. But I just wanted to play that. I know that a lot of people probably have already heard that. It's an old clip. But I know over the weekend I asked Mufasa and Brother Kevin a question about the birth rate of the cultures and the races, rather. And I know Mufasa and Brother Kevin felt like that the black race is pretty, the birth rate is pretty high. Well, Mr. Ali had a different perspective. Now, this clip that I'm going to play is this was pretty recent, very recent, in fact. So I'm going to play this clip real fast as she kind of talked about birth rates in the black community and some other things. I just want to play it and let you guys hear it, and then just kind of get your opinion about what she said here.
We don't have anything to do with that. We have not been under the control of the black man for over...
Wrong clip. Here we go.
And also, as I mentioned about that birth rate, we are behind in birth rate. Okay?
Yeah.
We need... So we shouldn't get on these young people who are having these children, what we think is before they married or before they developed or whatever it is, you know. If a woman is 18 on up, she can have a baby if that's what she chooses to do. Now, life may be a little harder, but life's going to be harder anyway. It might be hard being at home and having to get welfare, but it's equally hard to sit up in them white boardrooms and have them white men touch all over you and hold you down because you're black. All of it's hard for us. Ain't no soft place in America for black men and black women.
Yeah.
See?
Amen.
And so as a result of that, we need to be having these babies. Everybody's outbirthing us. The Latinos, they've already outbirthed us. It's more of them than us. We're sliding down the pole, okay? Now, the white people are dying out because the blacks done ran through them white girls like Granny and Richmond. They just impregnated all of the white young women, and so now you have what you call a biracial. But there ain't no category called biracial. The category is black and non-black. White,
yeah.
Non-white. That's the only category.
That's it. I want to play those two clips for everybody, and then just get, you know, I can just tell you what you think, especially about the last one. You know, with, how you guys feel about that, because I know you guys were kind of seeing it a little bit different from your point of view. And I guess from her point of view, she's saying that we are out, you know, we have a lower birth rate. We're out birth. So how do you guys feel about that? Right. And then also, how do you feel about her kind of saying that just let our young babies have babies? You know, how do you guys feel about that?
Yes, indeed. You want to go, Mufasa? Go ahead, my brother. Then I go.
Yeah, I go. I love that sister. I love Sister Shahrazad Ali. That is my girl. I'm going to slightly disagree with her a little bit as far as just letting these women have babies, because I'm the type of person who feels that young people, before they have a baby, should know somewhat of what they're doing and know how to pick the right person to have a baby with. Just having a bunch of babies just for the sake of having babies is not good for our community. I mean, yeah, we have the numbers, but what good does it do to have a bunch of numbers if you got a bunch of derelict children? Like we see in Chicago, a bunch of derelict children who don't know how to take care of themselves in the proper manner. So I'm for, you know, procreating or whatnot, but we need to have some type of restrictions behind this and have some type of, make sure we're raising these children right. That's not we just have babies just for the sake of it. Like, you remember the movie, The 300, where you just had 300 strong soldiers who were taking down, big armies that was more, stronger than them or bigger than them. That's the same way I look at it as us having these children. I'd rather have a solid, strong group of children than just a bunch of fools. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about that. And I haven't done the studies myself overall abroad to say, what our birth rate is. I mean, I would take her word on it. But I definitely feel strongly about making sure we have the right quality of children that we're raising. And, let's get some of these people married. Whether you marry to one person or you in a polygamous relationship, let's get some people married before they just start producing children. That's how I feel.
All right. Yes, indeed, my brother. I'm going to start by saying, I agree with the brother, his first statement that, I too love the sister Shahrazad Ali. I think she's a phenomenal woman. I think she makes a lot of great points. Now, as far as that first clip that you played, I really don't see no lies in that. You know what I'm saying? Where is the lie in the first clip where she was talking about the black men and the black women and how they try to put the black men against the black women? That's all facts. You know what I'm saying? That's straight up all facts. Now, the second clip, when we talk about the fertility rate, in the beginning, she was actually saying some truth, because when you talk about stuff like birth rates, you can actually just pull the numbers. Now, again, we take information, statistics, and things like that with a grain of salt. But according to the numbers and data of what they're reporting, black people would be behind Hispanics in the birth rate, which is what she said. And she said black people birth rate is higher than white people, which is also true. Okay, it's also higher than Asians. So when you look at the numbers, you got Hispanics, which is not a race, by the way, but we going by the statistics. We know that means people from, Spanish-speaking country, but you can also have black Hispanics. So that's kind of misleading. So Hispanics is not a race. But according to the numbers from Statista.com, which is a website that report different type of statistics in the U.S., and this is 2019, Hispanic was right above black. Then you had American Indian after black, and then you had white, and then you had Asian. Okay, so, you know, we just do the numbers on that if these numbers are accurate. And I don't believe our birth rate is low because, again, our major counterpart is white people, and we know that their birth rate is low. The Hispanics are making a move. It looks like their birth rate is higher. So she was accurate in that. You know what I'm saying? I thought she was saying that all of the races, you know, birth rate was higher than black people's birth rate, which from my, you know, from my understanding, I thought that was inaccurate. But she didn't say that. She just said that Hispanics' birth rate was above black people's birth rate. So with that being said, I agree with my brother Mufasa. I still do not think that young children, young black, well, I ain't going to say children, but young black women should just be having babies. You know, I think you should be mature enough mentally. I think you should have a certain stability economically, and you should, you know, choose the right partner. But I don't think you just should be out here having babies just for the sake of getting the numbers up, so to say. And I don't think the sister was saying that, you know what I'm saying? I think if we gave her a little time to clarify those statements, she may, you know, may clarify a little better, you know, for my understanding, because I do not agree, again, with, you know, young children just, or young adults just having kids just to be having babies. You know, you have to be, like I say, in a certain position all the way. At least ideally you want to be in a certain position when you have children. Now, Dr. Francis Quest Wilson, who is another, who is an ancestor, who, you know, is another powerful sister, she says, because we are in this system that we in and we need to be serious and focused, we should not, black people should not be having kids under 30, you know. And that gives you a lot of time to mature because, you know, when you reach your 30s and so on and so forth, then you are, you know, you're looking at life a little different as opposed to, you know, 18 to in your 20s, you know, 18 on up through your 20s. You start to look at life a little different. And, you know, considering the type of society we in and the things that we have to deal with as black people, and a lot of, you know, we healing from a lot of trauma. We got a lot of past things going on, a lot of things that we have to relearn. You know, I definitely don't think we should be bringing, we should be having kids. You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen that a lot. A lot of single mothers, a lot of mothers have had kids in their teens. You dig what I'm saying? We're talking 17, 18, 19, having kids. And I think that's way too young, in my opinion, you know, to be bringing kids into this world, especially under the conditions that, you know, a lot of black people may find themselves of. Because then you have these kids, then the grandma's raising the kids, then you got the auntie, they over auntie house, they over cousin house, the mother still wants to do her thing and grow up and, you know, maybe run the streets or be out in the club or do this and do that. So it's just too much. Be a kid,
do you think
live your life.
I was going to say, do you think she may have that perspective because she feels like, you know, maybe the woman place should be at home, you know, spending more hours in the house raising the kids, and the man should be out, you know, being a provider? Do you think she made that statement because of her perspective on just the overall dynamic of the man and female role?
Right. I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that could be part of it. I'm not sure. Like I say, I would want her to really kind of clarify what she was saying. Because even if you look back to, like, you know, a generation before our parents, like our grandparents and great-grandparents generation, they were, you know, from my understanding, having children young. But the difference was they were married. You know, the man was the provider. There was a certain structure within those societies where the woman, you know, where she would be having the kids and then the man would be providing and working and doing this and that. And there were different roles that we had, but that's all out of whack now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all out of whack now.
I'm saying, well, when you saying that, you sure if she could speak and provide more clarity, maybe that's what she would offer. You know,
possibly,
that lifestyle. Their way of living. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I would hope that's what she was being agreement as well, because I think, that's part of it, but I also think she's saying that we got to have our numbers up also. And I understand that. I get that.
Right.
We do need to have numbers up. But Brother Kev hit it right on the head there. You know, like I said, we need to be focusing now in this day and age on the quality of children that we're producing and trying to get these adults to marry, know what it means to be a parent before you just go having these children. You know, and this ties into something that was on my mind also was with the type of things that's going on in Chicago. You know, I sent Brother Kev and Roger a video showing they got this hot song out in Chicago. I'm not even sure if it's based out of Chicago, but I really do think it is, though, where some gang members, the GDs, and they got a song saying they didn't let the GDs through the door. And I saw a video where some women was coming, you know, they old women.
Not just women, old women.
Yeah, it looked like they was late, you know, 50s on down to maybe late 30s, where they coming in the door and stacking gang signs. I mean, straight up gang signs bumping this song. They like, you know, they singing it. And all I could think about was these are the women right here. These are the women that are producing these derelict children. It's generational. You know, if you got grandmamas out here gang banging and stacking up signs, what you think the mama's doing? What you think the grandchildren doing? You know, so.
Wow.
Yeah, that type of behavior. You know, that's not promoting a good lifestyle. And you're not going to raise a good quality of children with that type of behavior.
Right. So we need quality over quantity. You know what I'm saying? We need quality over quantity. And,
I hate to bring it up, but I'm going to go ahead. This is why I like my boy Kevin Samuels so much, because his conversation is helping, is sparking up a greater dialogue between men and women. Some of it is, you know, it's a little rough and there's some arguing going on, but at the end of the day, it's helping with the conversation. Like, men and women got to look at each other and be like, man, what are we doing wrong? You know, we got to repair some things. You know, and that's the whole deal with us, is especially black people. Our relationships, you know, our relationships are need some work. You know, men are not doing what they're supposed to do fully. Women not doing what they're supposed to do, and we're not raising a good quality of children. So I look at it as I'm with my girl Shahrazad, but I think our focus need to be more so on healing our relationships, and then we can discuss, the children. Yeah, about the children. Yeah, getting the numbers up.
Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
All right. Yes, sir. Family, if you're just joining us, this is Selected Minds Radio. We're just getting started in the conversation. Hit us up. We go to the call lines in a little bit. The number's 929-477-1697. Anything else you know y'all want to bring up, or what are we doing?
No, I wanted to at least get you guys' opinion on that. I mean, I know you ran down a list of things that's been going on, you know, in the community with the vaccine. And I know this cancel culture is still up high. And every week they're trying to cancel somebody.
Right. You know? So, look, so the baby, quote unquote, got canceled this week. And it was for some remarks that he made at the Rolling Loud concert, which was held in Miami, Florida last weekend. And I think we got the clip of actually what he said. And then I want to get you guys' opinion. Now, do you think these statements were homophobic and or misogynistic? Anything that he said, do you think these statements were homophobic? And we'll talk about it after the clip.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks. Put a cell phone light in the lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone light in the fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone light in the
Let's be real about this shit.
Okay. Now, I don't know if y'all was able to hear that, but he basically said, you know, things that have been said in nightclubs and in hip-hop culture at concerts a lot of times, you know, maybe not the exact same, but I've heard that in the club before. But he said, in case y'all didn't hear, if you don't have AIDS or HIV, put your cell phone lighters up or make some noise. You know, one of them things, make some noise. But he said put your cell phone lights up. And then he said, lady, if your vajayjay smell like water, put your cell phone lights up. Then he said, fellas, if you're not in the parking lot, you know, bobbing on D, put your cell phone lighters up or cell phone lights up. Now, in my opinion, I don't think there was anything homophobic or anything about that. I think they hanging on the part where he said about AIDS. He was like, if you don't have AIDS, HIV, you know, or anything that make you die in 2 to 3 weeks, put your cell phone lighters up. So I think they're hanging on the fact that he said you die in 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, so in my opinion, I think this is a bully campaign. This is a black rapper, a black male, you know, from my understanding, a heterosexual rapper. And I think they just coming down on him because you have white comedians who go out here and tell all type of gay jokes and go on these gay rants and all these type of things, but they don't say anything. And in my opinion, what he said was not even homophobic. Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't get what they really tripping off of, but again, I think it's just, you know, I think, you know, I throw race in everything. I think it has a lot to do with race. This is just suspected white supremacists and the white LGBT crowd coming down on him and just trying to flex. You know, it's fake outrage, and they just kicked the brother off the Lollapalooza tour, so what it is they trying to bug break him. You know, I think he issued an apology, but they really trying to bug break this guy because they finna start messing with his money. And they took him off. They finna start taking him off these festivals and these little tours and whatnot. So, yeah, that's what it is. You know, they just trying to bug break the dude and see how far they can go. But, you know, we've seen this before. Exactly. So now we got to watch out. So for him to get back in good graces, he's probably going to have to do something strange for some change. And hopefully they don't bug break the guy. You know what I'm saying? But they did this with Kevin Hart. Remember, they brought up some those Kevin Hart tweets from, you know, years ago, and they took him off from hosting the Oscars, I believe. And they tried to bug break Kevin as well. You know, so we've seen this a lot. They try to pull people's card. You had Madonna come out and say something. You had Elton John, all these different mugs, you know, come out and say something. But come on, fam, it's fake outrage. Let's stop it. So I don't know. I want to get y'all in. Do y'all think what he said was directed towards gay people? Was it wrong? Was it insensitive? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something.
I personally didn't have a problem with it. It's like that's his opinion. That's what he wanna come out and say. He performing. That's his way of wanting to interact with the crowd. You know, maybe he's trying to make a statement. Who knows? I'm just not bothered by it. You know, it's like whatever. You know, and I don't think other people should be that bothered by it either. I don't understand why. If no one is not calling your name directly, let them say what they want to say. You know, even if you are in that category, it's like whatever. You know, why would it, you know, bother a person that much? I just, you know, they're not physically harming you. It's like, let people say, I mean, if he want to say it, hey, I'm just not personally bothered by it. So that's how I feel.
Right, right. And that's the thing, but he didn't say gay people, like he didn't mention gay people. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't.
Right. So, yeah, in a sense he did, because if you are out in the parking lot doing that as a male, then yeah, you are.
Right, but you shouldn't be doing that. Even if you are gay, you shouldn't be doing that.
Right, no, you shouldn't, but I'm just saying that he is talking about a type of male, you know. But again, me personally,
right,
don't think, even then, that's just my personal opinion. It's like, hey, if you're doing it, man, that's what you do. And if somebody wants to have an opinion about what you do, then it is what it is. You know, as long as no one is not physically doing anything to you, you know, something's just not worth it. You know, he didn't call anybody out by name. He made a general statement. And, hey, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, Brother Mufasa, what do you think?
I'm going to make it plain. And for two reasons. One, I'm going to make it plain because it definitely don't bother me what he said. And I see a whole lot worse on the other end and what they're doing to my community. I'm not with the lifestyle. Second, I got to make it plain because, unfortunately, I'm driving at the moment. And I saw a friend of mine from the New Black Panther Party who was selling funnel cakes, and I had to pull over to get me one. So I got a mouthful of funnel cake, y'all. I know it's very unprofessional, but please excuse me because I love funnel cakes.
Oh, it was very unnecessary.
Time, bro.
No one would have known.
You already know, Roger.
Do your
Roger,
time,
you understand,
bro.
Right?
I mean, I'm saying,
and Roger, can you hear me?
Yeah, I just don't think you can hear me.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Just so you know, I don't know, dog, are you in the funnel cakes?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay, well, just I want to make you aware that she's right near your house. So let me know off air, and I'll hook you up with the 411.
Right, right. Yes, indeed. So, look, before we switch topics real quick, because I think it also, it feeds into the false narrative, in my opinion, the false narrative that black people are homophobic. And that is simply not true, right? That is not true at all because, you know, we a lot of us have, you know, people who consider themselves homosexual and but a lot of black people have, you know, homosexual people in our family. We don't be tripping. Like, it's not even, you know, it's no big deal. We have entertainers that we've known. We still hear in background, Brother Mufasa. Can you mute your line, brother? Hello?
My fault. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, brother.
Out and clear.
Dang. Dang, I thought I was smacking.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Roger, okay, yeah. But no, we've had entertainers that we've known that may have been gay, like Luther Vandross or Little Richard or any number of people, and we still support these people because we don't be tripping on that. It's no big deal.
Exactly.
We know the Brat is gay, like she came out as gay. Queen Latifah came out as, like, we still support people because it's not even about that. And they want to push this narrative that, you know, black people are homophobic. So that's another agenda that they're using with this. And also the same people who are mad about DaBaby saying some words, they were quiet on Ed Buck. And for those who don't know who Ed Buck is, Ed Buck was a Democratic donor. They say he used to donate a lot of money to the Democrats. This is a white male homosexual who used to, let's say, seduce young black men, get them drugged up, and there were three black men found dead in his home, right? Another, but did not die. But they were all, he got them all high on drugs. You know, they did what they did. And he had three bodies. And they are quiet and have been quiet on this man for the longest. And it took people protesting outside of his home for him to even get arrested. Everybody knew about Ed Buck. Everybody knew what he was doing. But Madonna, Elton John, any of these, the LGB community as a whole was quiet on this because he was killing young black gay men. And truth be told, the LGBT community don't really care about gay black people. Let's be real. Because the gay black people don't get none of those benefits, but they use the gay black people as a proxy to say, you know, they want to compare racial discrimination to homophobia, quote unquote. And so that's what we're seeing. It's a big game. These people are using fake outrage. The LGBT community are some of the biggest races. They're just as racist as the white heterosexual community. Let's keep it real. Now, they may participate in some gutter sex with you and do all this and that, but at the end of the day, they are not sharing those resources with black gay people. And black gay people in the community, they have to understand that do not put your sexuality over being black. It's not going to work. Do not put your sexuality over being black because those folks do not care about you at the end of the day. You know, they'll especially a black male, they'll give you a little, you know, a little trinkets and fake love if they find out you gay because they'll support you more than they would a heterosexual black man. But at the end of the day, they really don't have any love for you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there like, hey, they just coming down on them, and the attack is what it is, and I think it's fake outrage, you know.
Yeah. And speaking of fake love, what do you guys feel about them trying to really push the vaccine on the black community?
Brother Mufasa, we hear all the, the funnel cake background. Yeah, we can hear you. And everybody else in the background. But yeah, you want to go? You want to answer that, brother, or you tied up?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, I don't know what noise y'all hearing. You can still hear that?
Nah, you probably just rolled your window.
Nah, you good now. Yeah, you good now. You good.
All right.
Yes,
so ask me that question again.
I was just saying that. How do you feel about them pushing the vaccine on the black community?
Y'all know how I feel about it. I feel that it's being done, and we're going to be tested to see if we can withstand this evil, wicked society that we're in. If you can say no, to evilness, because that's what it is, in my opinion, is evil and wickedness, then that's the best thing for you to do, is to stay strong and not take it. I mean, people have been taking this COVID shot, and they dying. They dying, or they losing their eyesight, and those other problems I've heard of, too. One lady I heard lost her legs. So I'm not taking it. And I don't recommend to no one that I know or love that they take it. So we know that they have been pushing dangerous vaccines on us for years. And the talks is, you know, wanting to do population control. So I wouldn't mess with it. And I don't agree with that. They're pushing on us at all. Stay away from it. Leave it alone. We've been told leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Yeah, they don't care.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm very, very suspicious about it. Like I say, I'm just waiting to see how things play out.
About the mandate, kind of mandate.
What, you say they trying to what, mandate the vaccine?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be tough.
Yeah,
they can do it for federal workers, you know, hospital workers, and for state workers. But for the general public, that's going to be tough. Certain companies can do it, I guess, if they want to get on board with that. But I think there'll be a lot of pushback as far as that. So I don't know how far that would go. Now, what they can do, like let's say if you receive some type of benefits or you on some type of government assistance, they can possibly require you to get the vaccine. So no, I'm just skeptical. Again,
it's
the
gonna
FDA
wrap up
has
worse
fully...
than that, though.
Yeah,
it's wrap
I think
up worse than that, y'all. We can get
yeah.
prepared pretty soon. It would not surprise me. I know I'm gonna sound like a conspiracy type person, but it is not gonna surprise me if they will start trying to lock people up who don't have the COVID vaccine, because they'll deem us as a menace to society. Biden already said that unvaccinated people are the new pandemic. So if they can't, you know, coerce us to take it up on our own, eventually, yeah, I feel like they'll start locking people up. The FEMA camps, we might be headed for the FEMA camps. You know, I'm just keeping it real, because look, and I'm not going to go too deep off into this, but some have said that what we're going through now is prophecy of the end days, you know, and a lot of things
right.
that's going on line up with stuff that, you know, people have spoken about in the Bible and, you know, of whatnot. So this could be it. I mean, because what other reason do they have to push this vaccine on us so tough? You know,
right.
they really,
right.
really pushing this thing. So I really feel like this is only the beginning. We only a year and a half into this thing. So
right, right.
year three, year four, once they finally, all they're doing now is trying to get the people who they can convince to go ahead and take it willingly. They get as many of them out the way as they can who willingly took it. Now that leaves however much small percentage there left who are unwilling to take it. Now you just force them. You know, they force it. Threaten to lock you up. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we headed. This is only the beginning. We got 4 years under this president, who's like I say, already
yeah.
said, we the new pandemic. We the new pandemic.
Right, right. And like I said last week, they already creating a wedge between the vaccinated and unvaccinated. So it's like, you know,
right.
vaccinated people are looking at people that's unvaccinated like, oh, you the ops, you the enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a thing that they kind of doing on purpose. You know what I'm saying? It's some family, like, if you're not vaccinated, you can't even come over. You got to get vaccinated before you
right.
go see the family, you know, some people. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Hey.
And
I'll share this with you right quick. I want to share this with you. You know, well, y'all know, and I've said it on the show too, but my employer has been threatening us you know, people who didn't want to take the vaccine was going to get terminated by at a certain date. And I flat out told them, no, I'm not getting it. And I was able to get a religious exemption form. But since then, I've been under attack. Like my manager, they are acting differently towards me now. You know, he used to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
He used to speak, say, hey, how you doing? Now he's very shut. He knows. I will be under anybody who they approve with the religious exemption form is going to be under attack. Like, they're going to want to get us up out of there.
Right. Yeah.
And have you thought about another reality? What you do if they start saying that, well, since you didn't take it, now you have to, because Biden said that he want to implement regular COVID testing. So they say you have to take the COVID test once a week. You don't take the vaccine.
Right.
Have they brought that to your attention yet or no?
No, not yet. Not yet, but
that's
wicked devils is they getting prepared. They getting ready. All I can do is get mentally prepared for it myself. I was just talking to my mother about it earlier today, and I said, you know, I'm just prepared for the FEMA camp. I mean, I'm going to ride this thing out as long as I can, you know, and I pray to Allah that I can stay strong. But I'm riding out to the end. I don't want it. I'm refusing to get it. So I'm gonna battle getting it as long as I can. And if they threaten me with whatever, I'm willing to take it. Bring it on. I'm trying my best. But you know, my weakness is I do have a family. If I didn't
have
a family, it wouldn't matter. But my weakness is I do have a family that I have to think about, that I'm the, you know, the provider, the breadwinner for, the head of my family. So, you know, it's tough. It really is tough. And it put a lot on your mind when you think of what's possible to come. Because I don't know, people thinking that, okay, one day magically this thing is going to go away. I don't think it is. And the way our government and other governments are acting with this thing, I don't see them just easing up and being nice and, well, okay, don't worry about it. You won't have to take it. No, I don't see that. I see this getting worse. Maybe it won't, but I see it getting worse where the unvaccinated are going to be attacked harshly.
Right. Yes, indeed. And I don't know if y'all heard, but they say, well, I actually seen the video. Lil Boosie was pushing the vaccine. You know, after we talked about back that thing up with Juvenile and Manny Fresh and Mia X, Lil Boosie, of all rappers, was also pushing the vaccine. I think he had a concert coming up, and he was telling people who was coming, you know, get your vaccines, and, you know, this is a sleeve-up movement. Everybody just come in, you know, make sure you get your vaccines. And a lot of people suspect that he was doing that to get his Twitter page back. So this is another ploy to market this vaccine to black people, you know, and especially
did he get it? Did he get it back?
Did
he get it back?
What?
Did he get it back?
Get what back? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That was the rumor. That was why they were saying that he did that promo, and we know what type of crowd Bootsy brings. So, yeah, they want to get the quote unquote hood vaccinated. And, I'm very suspicious, you know, but we'll see how this thing plays out. You feel me? We'll see how it play out. But, yeah, I did want to bring up the Simon Bass thing, but I think we can hit the call lines if y'all want to. This Collective Minds Radio, call us up. Let us know what's on your mind. 929-477-1697.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay, area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Man.
Mr. P.
How you doing, Roger?
You got your vaccine?
Hey, how are you?
Hell no, I ain't got no vaccine.
There you go.
Hey, I got some things I want to talk about. You remember Gwen Berry, the hammer thrower, black woman that didn't want to stand for the respect the national anthem?
Right.
Comes to find out, some people went back into her past where she's all wrapped up cozy in an American flag.
Okay.
What is that all about? And I shared it with you, Kevin.
Yes, indeed. I know exactly what you're talking about. But I think she has the right to do that. She can wear the American flag, but if she wants to, you know, say she represents the oppressed, well, that was one of her quotes, on the Olympic stage, which is a big stage, I think she can do that to bring awareness to, you know, whatever she wants to bring awareness to. So I think that's fair.
Well, she said she was set up
on
the awards platform. But when has it became, hasn't it always been that the person that comes first, that they played the national anthem for the first place participant, which was an American, and they played the national anthem? She came in third place. So what is she hollering about? Talking about they set her up.
I'm not here for all that, but I think she has.
See,
the right
I pay attention to those things. I'm very, very alert and pay attention. Now, the lady that you had she's from the Nation of Islam. They keep putting this narrative out there about welfare and if you couldn't have a man in the house, as if they'd done it just for blacks. That's another thing. But there's no wording in the legislation that says that you could not have a man in the house, especially your husband. If you had a grown person in the house, they are expected to contribute to the household. That's what it was about when they asked you in the survey, how many adults do you have in the household? And you, a lady that's trying to get welfare for whatever reason. Well, if it's just you, you're going to get more. But if you start listing the adults in the household, you're going to get less because they are expected to contribute. They eating, ain't they? That's why. That's what is on the issue. It's the same thing with these comprehensive health clinics. The clinic over there on Riverview at West Florissant, across from Roy's Transmission, Catty Corner. You can go in there and receive medical attention, and you would be charged based on your income and situation, sliding scale. The same thing on the one there on Martin Luther King, where Bernice's Lounge used to be, across from where Bernice's Lounge used to be. And I can't think of that street that runs into there. And it's that way at all of them. It's people's over there on Delmar, where Devolver runs into Delmar, sliding scale. So it's based on your income and the welfare down at Pruitt and Igo. They was two separate ones. And yes, it was this, whites was Igo and blacks stayed in Pruitt. Well, I should say more. If you had a greater number of blacks staying in Pruitt, although you had whites in Pruitt, and a greater number of whites in Igo, although you had blacks in Igo. So they need to get off of that, man. I really do. This thing, these types of talks is nothing designed, nothing for it but to emotionalize people and get them all hyped up, then it's on because they're going to go out and repeat what they heard. Another thing, I hear where people, Mustafa, I hear where people who had the COVID, no, people that's vaccinated with both shots is coming down with COVID-19, not the variant, the 19. What's going on with that? Yeah. Oh, I got to hold my head.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm rubbing my head. I don't understand.
Right. Well, the CDC released something this week that did say that people who are vaccinated carry the same thing as people or can spread the disease just as well as people who are unvaccinated. And
that ain't
that's
what
why
they said
they was
at
the
first.
Ones going out with no mask on. And they was going out with no mask on.
Oh, my goodness. And here's the thing. Who is the CDC? Is that the same CDC that was involved in the Tuskegee experiment?
I don't know if that was the CDC. I thought, was that the CDC involved? Yeah, that was the CDC in Tuskegee.
And you listening to them? And you know they don't have no authority to make you do nothing. All they can do is give advice and recommendations.
Right, right, right. No, I don't listen to the CDC.
But people are.
They come with a lot of, right, they come with a lot of conflicting information, the CDC.
All through the city of St. Louis, you got these little organizations and groups that's out here encouraging blacks to get these shots. Now, look, people do what they want to, but it's very, very funny to me how that with this, and with the information that's coming out of late, that people still are believing what they're being told by these gatekeepers and also the CDC. Where is Fauci? I ain't heard much of him lately. They just about ran him out of town. Was it three masks now, Mustafa, or two masks? I tell you what it is. Somebody said you got to have an N95 mask. Them other masks don't work.
They're saying all kinds of mess. It's something different every week.
Hell. You know how much them N95 masks cost? That's ridiculous. But people have to do what they have to do in order to be safe. I can't tell people something not to do. And one other thing. Your former black president, Barack Hussein Obama, is hooked up with some other gatekeepers that want to take the NBA into Africa. He's a minority partner with Tombo, the big tall Ugandan that played in the NBA, and Mr. Grant. My question, now when I heard that, I got on my contacts, and I text them a message. I think I text you the same message too, Kevin or Mustafa. But Africa should not fall for this scheme. This is nothing but a bunch of bullcrap. Let me ask you something. How many black kids are wasted just to produce one LeBron James?
Man, thousands.
No, it's a million. It's about a million. When you look at it, from the time that they first began, and somebody told me this today, and I don't know how accurate they are. It may need to be fact-checked. But from the time that they first start and they got these hopes all built up and so on and so on and so on, and they don't make the big stage. And then, too, look at the educational attainment of some of these schools. Look at the ones around St. Louis. Normally, high school, their math proficiency is 5%. And they taking off for George Floyd Day. And at what point in time should a child not be, a student not be allowed to participate in sports based on their grade? I'm just asking. When you pass by Fairgrounds Park up there at Natural Bridge and Vanderventer, 8:30 at night, what do you see? You see kids up there practicing, running drills and football. Well, when are they going to do homework?
Right, well, they should have
And Nadja, why do you let your children be involved in that? And you know they're bringing home bad grades.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not that parent that would do that.
Somebody needs to be saying something about that. Then you talk about birth rate. Actually, you know, you look in the state of Missouri, 73% of the children that's born are white, about 14% are black. Funny thing, out in Arizona, the majority is Hispanic. I don't know what's going on out there. But these other ethnic groups, I'm going to tell you something. As crazy as it sounds, let it switch over to one of these other ethnic groups that's running things. You're going to be running all out in St. Charles looking for a white person. Because they don't have no sympathy for no civil rights. They don't have no sympathy for no Constitution. You know the old saying, the enemy you know is easier to deal with than the one you don't.
Yes, sir. That's a fact.
But anyway, I guess I'll get up off of here. Hey, another thing, Mustafa, something that you can do is when these employers tell you you got to have these shots, you should ask them to give you a copy of their liability certificate, their insurance liability certificate, general liability certificate, a copy of it.
Okay.
Any employer that has a certain number of employees have to carry workers' comp insurance, and they got to carry general liability in case something happens.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Ask them to give you a copy of their general liability certificate. And they're going to be saying, what do you need that for? Well, if something happened to me and you making me take this shot in order to keep my job, we just want to make sure that your insurance company is known because we're going to file some claims against
it. Right.
What happens when a lot of claims go against an insurance policy that's being held by a company? One or two things happen. Either the rates go up clean through the ceiling, or they refuse to carry them any longer. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. Yes, indeed. And a lot of people might not know this either as it pertains to the vaccine. The vaccine does not have full FDA approval. Not saying that the FDA, you know, is a credible organization or whatnot, but I'm just saying they haven't even approved the vaccine. What they did was give an emergency approval just so the vaccines could get out on the shelves. But as of, you know, a few hours ago, the FDA are saying that they're going to try to expedite full approval of the COVID vaccine, you know. But as it stands right now, again, the vaccines are not FDA approved. So that's just, you know, some for information for you to have.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? You want to get some more calls? Let's go.
I sure do. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Are you talking about the same Food Drug Administration that says you can have so much percentage of maggots in your ketchup?
Exactly. And you see, I said that, not saying that the FDA is the end-all, be-all, but I was just making a point. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just backing up your point. They say it's okay to have so many flies and insects in your food when they mix it up. So
Right.
And, no, I'm not a vaxxer. Not trying to. They're going to have to physically fight me to the core to take that shot, and when they're done, I will sue them so I can live peacefully and nicely the rest of my life for assault and battery and attempted murder.
Hey, caller, I'll save you a spot next to me in the FEMA camp.
All right. Well, actually, I probably won't make it. I probably won't make it. They'll probably have to kill me in the process.
Oh, my. Maybe
oh, yeah. You ain't finna come and take me out of my home for nothing.
Yeah, buddy.
Say he ready to go.
You gonna take me out? You had to take me out of. You had to drag me out of my home.
He ready for
I heard that.
War.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I heard that.
So,
right.
But what did you guys? I sent y'all a video earlier about that business who was refusing service if you didn't get the vaccine. Did y'all get a chance to watch that? What y'all think about that?
Explain it real quick. Explain it real quick. They didn't see it. I saw it.
This company put up a sign in their door that said if you're not vaccinated, you're basically not welcome. Don't come here. You can't buy nothing. We're not selling you nothing unless you got a vaccine.
Okay.
Wow, yeah, I think that's bogus. I guess they have a right to do that, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's bogus, and that's just going with the divide that they go create. You know, if you vaccinated, you probably go get a tattoo.
Well,
on your
also,
head.
Also, if you watch the video all the way through, they kind of take you through to the mark of the beast.
Right, right.
That was all wrapped up in there too.
So, indeed. Yeah.
And like I said, they're keeping track of who's getting it and who's not getting it. So like I said, we all might meet up at FEMA camp, or y'all might get put in a mass grave. Either way.
Definitely keeping track.
No telling. They're definitely keeping track. I definitely agree with that. They're keeping track. And, we're going to see how this thing play out in the next few years.
Yeah, because every time I go to my doctor's appointment, they harass me about it. And it might be a mandate if you get assistance, like disability or security. But then, like I said, try to make a bunch of bipolar schizophrenics take some shit that they don't want to take. Good luck with that. That's why I said I probably won't make it to the FEMA camp. So.
Understood, Carl. Appreciate you.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey, I don't know if I think that was Roger. Was that Roger? Didn't you tell me that Biden was offering $100 for people to take it?
Oh yeah. And look this. In Atlanta, it went as low as $50, and they said they saw an increase. A spike in people coming out to get the vaccine for $50 in Atlanta. This was after Biden said he was offering $100. So where they get $50 from, I don't know, but they did, and they said they saw a spike in people coming out to get the vaccination. They said they saw well over what they projected that it would be. So they was like it was a good day for them to stick them on.
Oh, I swear.
It was sticking on all day, they said. Left and right for folks coming out getting $50 gift cards. I'm like, man, they couldn't even wait to do the $100 first. They was just like, well, forget this.
Right.
I'm just...
I hope
that
was all the dope fiends and drug addicts.
Yeah, it probably is. That's more than likely who it is. They the ones on the $50. They messed around trying to go back twice. We're like, shoot, I ain't get it. That wasn't me.
Right.
Fighting the vaccination twice to get $50 twice.
Yeah.
And like, when you hear already saying,
Dang.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's cold. Yeah. That's cold, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We here. We've been having, you know, some good builds. We in the building. You feel me? Hit us up. We within the last half hour, the number's 929-477-1697. Let us know what's on your mind. Hit us up.
Okay. area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a comment. How everybody doing over there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's going on?
Peace, caller. Peace.
Hold
it down. Yeah, I just think this, first of all, if everybody ain't paying attention, this Delta variant, it didn't start until they started letting these people that's running around here spreading the spreading this virus around take off masks. So I don't think it has nothing to do with unvaccinated. These people been unvaccinated for how long this stuff been going on? So I don't think they're the spreaders. See, the thing is, they trying to put out misinformation to make you get the vaccine. That's what it is. Instead of being honest and telling the truth, that's what they doing. They try to scare you up the best you can, they can, and whatever else they doing. I personally, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but I believe majority of those black people that died, as they say, due to COVID, that's because of insurance, lack of treatment, because you know darn well we ain't getting the same treatment as the president going to get if he was to get COVID. Mm. So I'm just saying, it's a mess out here. All I'm saying is it's a whole bunch of setups to me. It seemed like a setup to me. And I ain't knocking nobody who got the vaccine, but I'm just not with it. I need to know more information. That's it. I need to know a whole lot more information before I'm talking about, oh, yeah, come stick me. To each his own with the vaccine, but I'm not. I'm just saying, just think about this, y'all. They ain't never paid us to do nothing else, but all of a sudden they paying us to get this vaccine. Anybody paying attention to that? Or is it just me?
Oh, yeah. No. That's what we just talked about. That's right. Exactly.
Come on,
right
now.
Exactly.
That ain't sounding right to me. Ain't never paid you for nothing else. They barely want to pay you to they don't even want us in the United States to even keep a job for real. But they have to hire a certain amount of us. That's why we got a job, to be honest with you. That's the way they got it set up. You pay attention, they got it set up for us to fail and for everybody else to stand up. It's sad. That's why I always say we need to start sticking together, and half of this shit going on wouldn't be going down. They wouldn't be able to infiltrate, because that's all it is infiltrating on us, on our black communities especially. It's sad. I ain't with it, y'all.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Colin.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, nobody's with it. Well, not say nobody, because you got some folks out there that's with it. But I'm not with it either. Okay, we get to another call. Area code 314-605. Call the Oma Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Caller, y'all look like the Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Peace. How's everyone doing this evening?
Ah, we good. Peace, caller. What's up?
Y'all, I'll make it quick. It kind of amazes me that no one's talking about how these companies have gotten indemnity against these shots. So I heard another caller say earlier that they're going to sue. Well, good luck with that, because when you get indemnity, which they've been doing for a long time when it comes to these certain vaccines, because they know what they're designed to do. It's a chemical warfare. My other thing is, you know, I'm hearing people saying FEMA camps. You know, I'm going to believe in myself enough to know that the people are going to fuck against the system. It, unfortunately, you have a lot of people that are complying with this whole thing, you know. So I don't know. I plan to ride this thing out to whatever happens, you know. And if it comes down to it, if my natural life is on the line, it is what it is. But I think that we need to explore other options, that, like, you know, maybe living off the grid, getting into the woods or whatever, because I think that with the electronic devices that we have, that's a way to also track us. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a T-Mobile customer, and I'm saying that they're switching over to this whole 5G thing. So I think that as people, we have to stop allowing the fear campaign to the mass marketed media to control our minds, and we need to think past that. I think this is an attempt to install a new matrix because they failed at the first matrix. So that's all I have today.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. Yes, indeed. So,
hey,
so
I want to add something right quick, y'all.
Go ahead, brother.
Kev. I want to add something, though. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was always saying from the beginning of the pandemic, from the very beginning, that there was another agenda. And, you know, the caller just kind of touched on it, but that's always been my thinking, and I'm still kind of sticking to there's a bigger agenda to everything we see going on. It's not really the virus, the COVID. That's really the smoke screen, but there's a bigger agenda at play, that we've yet to see, whether it's the FEMA camps, whether it's depopulation. It could be a number of things, but there is a bigger agenda out there. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. They have a vaccine adverse events reporting system, and I want to read y'all something from that. The Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System contains 463,456 reports of suffering and deaths caused by the COVID-19 vaccine. Even with this extraordinary number, a Harvard study concluded that only 1 in 100 negative medical reactions are ever reported. Through July 9th of 2021, there are reports of 10,991 deaths, 30,781 hospitalizations, I'm going to go through this quick, 59,000 urgent care, 8,000 life-threatening, 2,000 Bell's palsy, 3,900 heart attacks, 1,000 miscarriages, 19,000 severe allergic reactions, 9,000 disabled, and 82,535 office visits. Now, there's a website called www.openvaers.com where you can get COVID data at. Again, that's www.openvaers.com/COVID data.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but again, the news don't report that. They don't report that.
No.
Which is very interesting.
They don't put that out there. And, you know, I was asking somebody earlier, too, like, I know it's a lot of Joe Biden supporters out there, but the mainstream, unless I'm missing something, I don't see them calling this administration out on these things. You know, like how Trump's administration was, you know, getting caught on every little thing. Nothing on this one. I think somebody, I'm not sure if it was one of you guys, but somebody sent a video that showed, like, Joe Biden's son apparently smoking crack on the phone talking to some girl.
Right. He's a big crackhead, yeah.
Yeah, you know, people just let this type of stuff go by. It's no big deal. This administration can do no wrong. Like, what is it? Are we just that blind? Is it really that we are just that blind? You know, I don't understand, y'all. How is it that Trump got hit, blasted for every little thing he did just for talking wrong, saying something too harsh? And this guy and his administration, they not held accountable for nothing. What am I missing?
Yeah, man.
Nothing, because, like you said earlier, you know, it's a bigger agenda, you know. And Biden was, you can see how they set everything up, you know. When Trump was in office, they was, you know, they were saying, okay, he's basically the devil, and we need to get Biden in because he's God. He's going to fix everything. He's getting ready to make the world better and great again. You know, so they painted Biden as the savior. So, of course, now they can't go back and start critiquing him because he was the design and destined. This is who they was pushing. This is why he was, you know, he became president. He's part of the agenda. They pushed this. If you see and pay attention to how they pushed the agenda of Biden, making him out to be a savior, and anybody with common sense knows that he's not. Anybody knows that. So the fact that they're saying it, that you should already be questioning it, like, you know, what's, why are you telling me something that's just simply untrue? He's not the savior.
And let's be clear.
What they're saying.
Right. But look, let's be clear, too. A lot of people only voted for Biden because they didn't like Trump. So they didn't like Biden either, but they was like, we really don't like Trump. And that was the main reason a lot of people voted for Biden, because they just didn't like Trump, which is crazy to me. So you go vote somebody else in that you don't like just because you don't like Trump. So,
yeah.
But, you know,
they were still pushing that narrative to help you feel good about your voting, too, you know.
Right.
Subconsciously, hey, you're voting for him not just because you don't like Trump, but because he's actually a great guy. You know, he is our savior. He's actually going to make the world, because remember, he made a comment that said he wanted to make the world better again. I'm like, wow, that's an interesting statement. I'm looking at him like an antichrist, which I think I mentioned that a time or two on one of our past shows. But so they were making people also feel so great about voting for him because they were assisting with their reasoning for voting. You know, they can just say, okay, I don't like Trump, but they also giving them these fake list of reasons to subconsciously say, hey, well, and also, you know, he's this and that as well, you know.
Let me not let Miss Kamala Harris off the hook. Miss the Black Woman Savior. Where is she? Where is she at? What's she up to? Anybody got any news on the Black Woman Savior?
Sipping wine.
Sleazy hotel.
Right, she's somewhere getting drunk, laughing, sipping red wine.
Yeah,
right.
And some
non-American.
With some non-black film.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, but, yeah, this is the administration that they chose, and we're going to see, you know, how things play out as we move forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we move forward.
But, yeah, Joe Biden, I don't think he's going to last. I think this guy, see, now, he's not going to be fit to finish out his whole term, because the man gets up there and he says anything comes out of his mouth. And like you say, they don't really hold him accountable like that. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know it's all a game. Everybody, and I'm no Trump fan, but everybody was against Trump. Yeah, everybody was against Trump, you know, but nobody says anything about Biden mishaps and his fumbles and his just talking off the cusp and saying things. He'd be non-coherent sometimes. They just let that fly. Like, it's no big deal. But,
hey, just a couple of hours ago, I saw them bringing up Trump's tax forms again. Like, we still talking about his back taxes, for real?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was never meant for them to critique Biden, because then they're going to look like, you know, they're going to look hypocritical. Then they're going to be contradicting this whole big push. You know, it was never meant for them to critique him and say that he's doing these things wrong or incorrect, to point out any of his errors, because how can they? They just got done talking about he's about to bring unity to the world. He's about to be the savior of the United States. He's about to, you know, set all these boundaries and make things great and all these things and all these corrections. So they can't now come and say, oh, my God, look at what Biden is doing. This is this, this. They can't do that. You know, it was never designed for them to do that. Because I agree, like someone said, it is a bigger picture. These little things here we're talking about is just a part of something else. They can't critique Biden and be critiquing.
And we could not, and no matter what, we cannot get people to see that. Cannot get people to see all these Biden supporters now somewhere, like, especially the black ones. I'm really talking to y'all. Y'all somewhere now, like ostriches, with your head buried. Head just stuck in the dirt. We tried to tell you. We tried, but you didn't want to listen. So it is what it is.
Yeah, buddy. Yep. So, yeah, man, more to come. Like we say, we in those times where things change in an instant, and who knows what we'll be talking about next week. You know what I'm saying? Something can happen this week, and it could be the biggest story of the year. So, you know, just stay on guard, family. You know, meditate, take time out, turn off the news, turn off the programming. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with yourself. Eat right, sleep right. You know, get your mind right. And, you know, and do what you got to do because it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy the ride of, you know, this thing we call life, you know, and just get it. Just be prepared and be safe. You feel me? And on that note, I'm going to end. Thanks, family, for joining us. We down the last, you know, few minutes, but we appreciate everybody for calling in and listening. Peace. I'll let you wrap it up, Roger.
Mufasa.
I'm Mufasa, yeah.
You go ahead.
Okay, well, I just want to thank everybody for calling in. And we're coming up on the 80-year anniversary of the incident in New York with the UFO. So, like Brother Kevin said, anything can switch up on us at the drop of a dime. We'll be like, oh, my God, we're talking about the bigger picture now. So, and with that being said, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to get to all the callers today, but we do appreciate you guys supporting us and calling in and listening to us and conversating with us. We ask that you continue to support us and call in each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We enjoy talking with you guys. If you have any show topic ideas, please send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. And you can find us here next Sunday at 6 p.m. for another great discussion. Peace.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Collective Minds.